Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. Hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to talk about the need to know. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Exodus 12, 37 through chapter 14, verse 20, Psalm 18, 25 through 29, Proverbs 4, 5, and 6, Matthew 22, 23 through 46. We're going to be talking about the need to know. Our focal passage is going to come from Exodus 12, 41, which says, at the end of 430 years, on that same day, all the Lord's divisions went out from the land of Egypt. The Bible is a veritable mine of information on the fact of God's faithfulness. More than 4,000 years ago, he said, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will not cease. Genesis 8:22. Every year furnishes us with fresh evidence that God has not gone back on his word. In Genesis 15, verses 13 and 14, God declared to Abram, know this for certain, your offspring will be foreigners in the land that does not belong to them. They will be enslaved and oppressed 400 years. However, afterward they will go out as many with many possessions. Did this happen? Exodus 12, 41 says, at the end of 430 years, on the same day, the Lord's divisions went out of the land of Egypt. The prophet Isaiah predicted that the virgin would conceive and bear a son whose name would be Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14. Centuries later, the prediction came to pass. In Galatians 4:4, we read, when the time had come to the completion, God sent his son, born of a woman. I wish I had the space to take you through the passages of Scripture to show you how faithful God has been to his word. But you have a Bible for yourself. Study it. Read it. Know God. And this is why the Bible fairly bulges with the great and gripping truth. The more of God's truth we pack into our souls, the better equipped we are for the road that lies ahead. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, the more we learn about you and nature and your nature and character, the more we want to know. Just these glimpses we are getting sets our soul on fire to know you more intimately. Take us deeper, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this subject, look at Malachi 3:7, Psalm 102, verse 27, Psalm 103:17, and James 1:1-17, and keep these two questions in mind. What did the Lord declare to Israel? And two, how did James put it? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I hope to see you on the next trail ride. Keep losing connection.